A Sunday spectacle of the training camp variety. The Eagles holding an open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. For many of these players, their first trip into Lincoln Financial Field, and they were greeted by the huge crowd of Eagles fans on their feet, as well as Eagles from the past. Greats who signed autographs, who were introduced to the crowd. And on this Sunday, a primer for what's ahead in 2013. Welcome you into our studio here at the NovaCare Complex. It's Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's been a wild, crazy, fun, wacky, awesome Eagles day here in South Philadelphia. On this Sunday, the Eagles holding their first open practice of this 2013 training camp, and nearly 30,000 fans showing up on a day with some iffy weather conditions to celebrate Alumni Day and to get their first peek at Chip Kelly's Eagles on the practice field. And we're gonna get to all of those highlights for you. We're gonna get to some of the experiences the fans enjoyed with nearly 40 alumni in attendance, including Brian Westbrook, Brian Dawkins, and Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb holding a press conference on Monday. He will announce formally that he retires as a Philadelphia Eagle. So that and a whole lot more. But there is some football to discuss before we talk about the great fan experience of this Sunday. Jeremy Maclin, as you know, when we left the air yesterday, had gone down with a right knee injury at practice here at the NovaCare Complex. Later in the evening, it was revealed that Maclin suffered a torn anterior cruciate ligament. He'll have surgery. No word on missing the season, but you just don't have surgery on your ACL and come back to play. Anyway, we caught up with Maclin over at Lincoln Financial Field, and we're going to get to that in just one second. I want to give you a scope of things. So my buddy over there, Chris McPherson, it's time for you to take over the headlines.
Thanks, Dave, and we'll start with the amazing scene at Lincoln Financial Field where 30,000 fans, the most ever for a training camp practice in franchise history, witnessed the first open practice of the Chip Kelly era. And over 30 alumni were part of the festivities before practice. One of them, quarterback Donovan McNabb, the all-time franchise leader in virtually every passing category, will officially retire an Eagle on Monday at 10 a.m. at a joint press conference along with Chairman and CEO Jeffrey Lurie. Now to the action on the field. Wide receiver Jerry Maclin, who tore his ACL in Saturday's practice, told reporters that he will undergo surgery, which will be performed by Dr. James Andrews on Tuesday, and he will remain in Philadelphia to conduct his rehab. He wants to remain a part of the team, and he's entering the final year of his contract. He said he doesn't want to leave the city of brotherly love. Howie Roseman told reporters earlier today that he expects to replace that production from within, primarily from the fellow wide receivers, such as Riley Cooper, who is entering a crucial year. If you look at Cooper's career, 2 years ago, he dealt with the lockout. Last year, he missed the early portion of the season after suffering a fractured collarbone early in training camp. So there's a lot of promise there, and there are also talented players, not just at wide receiver, but tight end as well when you factor in the additions of players like James Casey and second-round pick Zach Ertz. Now, folks were at the stadium today hoping to see the first live-hitting practice. The pads went on, but there was no tackling to the ground. The offensive linemen and defensive linemen got into it in one-on-one drills. No scrums to this point yet, but nonetheless, everyone's waiting for the take the player to the ground portion of practice. That did not take place. So, Dave, those are your headlines. A lot going on at the first open practice at Lincoln Financial Field. 30,000 fans witnessed it, and the weather, thankfully, held out to the very end.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chris McPherson. All right, Jeremy Maclin, a really tough injury, and everybody feels horrible for him. Great young man. looking for a big contract, a big season in 2013. The big season part is not going to happen. Macklin taking an optimistic view. We spoke to him at Lincoln Financial Field about the injury and his future.
You know, understanding where I come from, what I've been through, it's just another, I'll never speed, but I'll be okay. I'm going to put everything I got to rehab and get back to being 100%.
Hey, Jeremy, did you know it when you first fell down?
Yeah. Like I told him earlier, you know, I've done it once already. So I basically knew that it was gone.
Same way.
Jeremy, I'm not sorry if you answered this, but how devastating was it when you went down yesterday and
your season's over? No, it hurt. You know, it was tough for me emotionally. Like I just said, you know, I had everything that was at stake for myself, for this team. I came because I wanted to be a part of it. I felt like this could have been something special, something different that we've never really seen before. And I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to be a key piece to it. It just, you know, sucks that I won't be able to go out there and play this year.
Jeremy, it's only a day later than we
come to
see. Have you heard anything about guys who come in and how
we're going to get better? Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, the latest two guys who come back and you know, you have to see what RJ can do, but he got cleared to play. And obviously, Adrian Peterson, you know, you look at Willis McKay, tore his three times. My best friend of mine's torn his four times and still. Alexander, you know, doing very, very well in the NFL. So, you know, this is my second time around, but you know, I got all the faith in the world that I'll come back, you know, even stronger than I was before.
Jeremy,
right now we're looking at next Tuesday.
Jeremy, who's going to do it?
Andrews.
Did he do the first one?
No, I was in college when I did the first one. So it was my college doctor, Pat Smith.
Did you know right away it happened?
Jeremy,
when it happened?
He was a big loss. He's still here with this team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, that's what you assemble a team for. I got, you know, the young guys out there, and, you know, they're showing some promise, and, you know, I think Coach ready to take the next step. I'm going to be supportive. I'm not going to be one of those guys that go MIA. I'm going to be here after I'm all, you know, repaired and ready to rehab, and be out there supporting my teammates.
So is the rehab going to be here in Illinois, or down in Alabama?
The rehab will be here. After surgery, I'll be down there for a couple of weeks, that's a protocol, but I'll be back in rehab.
Has there been a date set for the surgery?
We're looking at next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Did you know right away when it happened? Did you hear it pop?
Yeah.
All right, so it's a very tough injury for Jeremy Macklin, but an optimistic approach that he is taking surgery on Tuesday. Now, from the Eagles' standpoint, after you feel sorry for the young man, you got to go out and replace him. There's production there. There's durability there. There's a threat in this Eagles offense that needs to be replaced. Do the Eagles make a big move? Do they keep their eyes out open for the waiver wire? Do they look to trade one of their pieces on this roster to somebody else who needs a receiver and who needs a different position and get a receiver back? What are the options? We talked to General Manager Howie Roseman. Big challenge ahead early in training camp, replacing Jeremy Macklin.
Well, I think it was a freak incident here. It's a non-contact incident yesterday. Everyone saw it at practice, and Jeremy did all the right things. And when you look at the history of guys who have held out, things don't necessarily work out for those guys, too. You can point to examples that obviously make your case in point. But for us as an organization, we care a lot about Jeremy Macklin. And, you know, we're upset about it happening, and we're going to go on as a football team, but he's going to be in our thoughts.
Isn't that essentially the reason, though, that players do hold out? Avoid an injury and to keep the leverage on their side?
Well, I think you have to look at each example. You know, I think there have certainly been examples of guys who've cited that as reasons, but at the same time, you know, what kind of reward are you going to give a player who doesn't do the right thing when you have other players like Jeremy who are setting the right example and doing the right thing and working hard and with their teammates, and what kind of message are you sending there too? So it's not only when we're thinking about our team and our roster, it's not only about one player. We're always talking about with 53 guys in mind and what kind of example we're going to set for the rest of the
team. DeSean Jackson said yesterday that he's going to be the number one punt returner. I don't know if that was set in stone before this injury.
Sand. Yeah, sand. Very much in sand. Everything's
well,
in sand.
Well, I mean, what is Jeremy's injury? I mean, is that something you guys may have to reconsider? Or Damaris has got to be maybe a little more involved because of Jeremy's injury?
Tell you the one thing about training camp. is that you have a lot of time with each other. So you get a lot of time to bounce these things off. We haven't had a lot of those discussions because we haven't had a lot of evaluation periods. But I think we'll go through every scenario on all the players, including Deshaun, and by the time the games start, you know, come up with some sort of plan.
You mentioned Damaris as a potential replacement for Jeremy. Is there any reservations by you or Chip about using both he and Deshaun and together on two guys that small on the field at the same times too often?
Well, I think the flip side of that is you got talking about two explosive guys, and you're trying to get as many playmakers on the field as possible. And if that's the match that makes the most sense, and that's the personnel grouping that we're going to use in certain games against certain teams, then you'd have no reservations. But you know, obviously, that's the benefit of having guys of different size and shapes. And we talk about receivers and tight ends almost like a basketball team. You know, having a center, having a power forward, having a shooting guard and a point guard, and then it's what the other team has on defense.
Two more questions, guys.
You haven't drafted a receiver, I think, since Jeremy in the first four. Was McNutt a five or a six?
Six.
So you haven't drafted one in the first five rounds since Jeremy in 2009. Is that just the way things fell, or is there something organizationally?
No, it's the way things fell. You know, and I could certainly speak about the last couple of years, and we had some receivers that were close on our board to other guys, but we're really trying to be disciplined about taking the best player. And if that was a wide receiver, we would have taken him. But it just hasn't, the board hasn't fallen that way. And obviously, you want to have guys with potential to develop. And I think that we got lucky with some of the undrafted guys, some of the guys we brought in here who we think have talent and have a chance to be good players. And you keep taking shots at those kind of things. You throw darts at them if you don't get the opportunity to draft them, and hope you hit on a couple.
How specific did you get? Did he get in terms of roster building and how many numbers he wanted to keep at certain positions? Is that something he had planned out during that initial interview process?
Yeah, we were very specific, and it's a lot of give and take, and it's about looking at what we've done in the past and looking about other teams in the league, and those are the discussions that we constantly have on a regular basis. And then it's also about making sure that the last few spots on your roster are the best players and that you're not just taking guys just because they fill a spot, but they're developmental and they have a chance to be here in the future. And as we go forward here, obviously those discussions will become more intense. But when we interviewed him, specifically he and I spent a lot of time on that.
Howie, what type of atmosphere are you expecting with thousands of fans here, you know, over 30 alumni in the house? What type of atmosphere are you expecting in the stadium today?
Well, I just got a chance to go meet with the alumni that were upstairs, and it's incredible. I mean, they're fired up. They're excited about this and knowing that our fans in Philadelphia have 65,000 tickets. Derek, is that the right number? 65,000 tickets distributed, have an opportunity to come out here for practice. The energy in the city, our fans are unbelievable, and we need them. We need them in this stadium. We need their energy. We need their passion, and they're the reason that teams are afraid to come to this place. So we thank our fans for showing that kind of support in all the dates so far with the tickets they've distributed, and I can't wait to get back downstairs. I love you guys, but.
Well, there's no crying in the NFL, as Howie Roseman explains in his way. The Eagles will fill the void created by the injury to Jeremy Maclin from within. Riley Cooper, Damaris Johnson, etc. will have to step up and play a big role in this Eagles offense in 2013. All right, a lot to get to on this Sunday here inside the Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. It was Alumni Day at Lincoln Financial Field. 30,000 fans coming to the first open practice of the summer, the first of five. And we had a great group of alumni. We're going to go inside the scene, behind the scenes, all over the scene. You don't want to miss this. The alumni introduction, all of them came out. What was the fan reaction? We've got that, a whole lot more, including James Casey. He's going to play a big part in this Eagles offense in studio. All that coming your way right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Dave Spadaro. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
How to awesome. a road game. Step one, work the Saturday shift. Step two, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step three, show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Well, the scene shifted from the NovaCare Complex to Lincoln Financial Field for training camp today, and a big crowd on hand, 30,000 fans. Got there early. I could not believe when I got over to the stadium around 9:30, 3 hours before practice started, the lines, the tailgating, the good times. Eagles fans clearly excited that the season is finally here. And to get you in the mood, we went out to the Head House Plaza, some alumni signing autographs, the Eagles pep band, getting everyone in the Fly Eagles Fly mood.
One, two, three, four!
Fly Eagles Fly!
Come on!
From the world to victory!
Bring it!
Fly Eagles Fly! Score a touchdown! One, two, three!
One, two, three!
Hit them low, score a high! And watch our Eagles fly! Fly Eagles Fly!
Right, great stuff there. You know, it was a Sunday, it was football, it was practice. And all these fans coming out, we love you. Great, just a great showing again by Eagles fans, displaying once again why you are the best fans in the NFL. We talked to a few of you during the day, experiencing the Chip Kelly practice, all the music, all the fun. What was it like for the fans? What do the fans want from the Eagles in 2013? Let's go back to the stadium and talk to you.
Describe the scene here for all the Eagles fans who are not a part of this today. What's it like seeing Chip Kelly's first practice?
It's definitely a lot of excitement in the building. A lot of fans, a lot of people just ready to see the Eagles and how they're going to look this year. So I think getting the first look is really important to everybody. They want to see what we're in for the season. Make sure it's a winning year for the Birds.
What's the atmosphere like? It's a practice, and there are thousands of fans that have packed the stadium today. What's the general atmosphere like here?
Yeah, you know what? It kind of feels like I'm at a game because everybody's excited. You hear the standing in the background, you know what I mean? They're calling out the players' names. Everybody's out there excited. I'm excited, man. I know everybody's having a good time. It's a good feeling.
What has Chip Kelly done for you as a fan?
For me, brought hope back to Philly.
How cool was it before the game seeing the alumni come out and seeing the stadium really get rocking?
Nice just to bring the history of Philly back, you know, the past teams, get the team pumped up, crowd pumped up for the new season.
Who are you looking forward to seeing today?
Brian Dawkins.
And what was that like when he came out of the tunnel?
Loud.
What was it like seeing all the alumni get to come out before the game?
It was fun, man. These are legends in Philadelphia, even though some of them I personally didn't get to see to play, but, you know, my dad's looked up to them, these players looked up to them, and it was exhilarating to see them, and it was nice.
So how anxious were you to see Chip Kelly and his offense in action?
Oh, it's awesome. It's really cool, because no one has any idea what's going on, so it's kind of cool to see what he's got planned and everything. It looks good so far.
What's it like when you have, you know, fans young and old able to come out here and enjoy the practice today? What's it like seeing all the different generations, different ages of Eagles fans out here?
Hey, fans will be fans forever. The Eagles fans bleed green. So young.
A lot of smiles on this Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. Now, the alumni introductions. It started with Fred Barnett and it ended with Brian Westbrook. And in between, a lot of cheers, a lot of memories, a lot of names that the fans certainly remembered. Some Eagles from the way, way back years, and some Eagles who seem like they just played yesterday. Let's throw you now to the on-field celebration, the alumni introductions on Alumni Day at this Eagles Open training camp practice.
Please join us in welcoming back our Eagles alumni. Wide receiver Fred Barnett. Jesse Bosch. Linebacker Bill Berge. Running back James Pedersen. Offensive tackle Barrett Brooks. Wide receiver Harold Carmichael.
Everybody had a great time. The alumni all day having just a wonderful time. Enjoyed it very much. Fans loved it. Now we get back to a little bit of football. But there's more to get to with the alumni. Donovan McNabb tomorrow at 10 a.m. will have a press conference here announcing his retirement as a Philadelphia Eagle. We had a chance to talk to Donovan about that, about, what's going on with him of late. We'll catch up with Donovan McNabb and then come back to the current Eagles, James Casey in studio. All of that and more coming your way. It's Inside Training Camp. Presented by Xfinity, I'm Dave Spadaro. Do not go anywhere. A lot of show to get to right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Forza! Andiamo! Andiamo! Avanti! Avanti! folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
And how happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than Christopher Columbus with speedboats.
That's happy.
Get happy. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The ACL is one of four major ligaments around the knee. It stabilizes the knee during cutting, pivoting, and jumping activities. Most often, ACL tears are non-contact injuries and occur when quickly changing directions or landing from a jump. Usually, ACL reconstruction is required to allow the athlete to return to their previous level of competition. If you've sustained a knee injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
We're going to call this our quarterback segment. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro with you. The man of the weekend here from an alumni perspective, quarterback Donovan McNabb, tomorrow officially has a press conference to retire as a Philadelphia Eagle. And, of course, he'll be honored for that in the game, week three against the Kansas City Chiefs. What a fun time that's going to be. We had a chance to catch up with McNabb at the alumni brunch hosted by Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie. McNabb, so happy to be back in Philadelphia.
Donovan, what is it like being a part of the festivities as everyone gets to see Chip Kelly begin the new era of Eagles football?
You know what? I'm excited. I'm excited because obviously this is a new era like you talked about. You know, I want to see what Chip Kelly's going to present. Obviously, I've had a chance to talk to him a little bit. Obviously, know the players. But the most important thing is, you know, when it's something new and it's changed, it's a shock value. And for me, I get a chance to sit back and watch and kind of analyze a little bit. Not so much of just the, you know, the plays that they're running, but more or less the tempo. I want to see the tempo, and I want to see the attitude and aggressiveness of the guys, and just if they're buying in.
How great is it that he's calling upon all the greats like yourself and Runyon, and you go back in time to Retzlaff, to be a part of this experience with thousands upon thousands of fans here at the stadium?
You know what, it's truly an honor to be even mentioned with these guys. I mean, you know, when you're behind a line of scrimmage with Runyon and Trey Thomas and Jamal Jackson, Hank Fraley, Todd Harriman's, you know, even playing with Jason Peters, you know, a lot of the current guys, makes your job a lot easier. But the most important thing about it is, you know, I had an opportunity to just do my job. And I love the game of football. I prepare well. I tried to be the hardest worker out there. And just put a chance to put it out on the field. And we had great results. Man, you're talking about 11 years of just happiness. It was just fun. And, you know, we'll see what this era can do.
We'll have complete coverage of the Donovan McNabb press conference from the NovaCare Complex on Monday at 10 a.m. on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, on the app, on the mobile site as well. Tune in as Donovan McNabb retires a Philadelphia Eagle. All right, time to transition to this year's team. Who wins the quarterback job? Well, once again, in this full team practice, the reps split among the potential starters, Nick Foles, Michael Vick, Matt Barkley getting a lot of reps as well. Dennis Dixon, I think, is throwing the football very nicely as well. In our In the Pocket segment here, our NFL insider Adam Kaplan talks about Foles. Is he the guy in 2013?
For Nick Foles to win the starting quarterback job, three things have to happen here. He's got to get a better understanding of what they're asking to do in training camp in the preseason. Got to stay healthy, and it's got to really develop this offense when he's behind center. If he does that, based on what we saw from him last season, I think he could be the starting quarterback from this team. He just has to continue to progress from what we saw in the offseason and through training camp and the preseason.
Well, we want to give you a little peek at practice here. It's a drill called 4-on-3. It's four defensive backs, three wide receivers, quarterbacks delivering the football. It's one of the many drills at Lincoln Financial Field today. The team practice for about an hour and 45 minutes before the threat of rain came. And when the rain came, it was a deluge that kind of delayed the end of practice there and messed up a couple of things as far as some fans concerned. But the alumni hung around, signed some autographs, and everybody leaving feeling very good about things. Let's get back to practice. Take a look at the drill. 4-on-3, 4 defensive backs against 3 wide receivers.
All right, Eagles fans, Chris McPherson here on the sidelines at Lincoln Financial Field for a little 4-on-3 action to whet your appetite before the live hitting portion of practice. They spent the last about 15 minutes or so working on the individual drills, doing the group install and the pass in the flat there to Jason Avant to start us off here. The primary focus of this drill is working one half of the field. Nick Foles sets back and delivers. The ball is caught there by Bryce Brown. The running backs look to be an integral part of this offense, especially in the absence of Jerry Macklin. Matt Barkley there with the pass to James Casey. Casey open, but the ball incomplete. Dennis Dixon takes a snap. He's working on the left side of the field. He delivers the ball in time to running back Felix Jones, number 38, for the completion. And back here on their side, Greg Salas making the reception, number 19. You see how high tempo, up tempo the action is, going back and forth with each side of the field, taking advantage of the practice time during this drill. Nick Foles in the gun, awaits a snap. Nick Foles drops back in the flat to Jason Avant. Trevard Lindley there with the coverage. Now working the left side of the field here. Oh, my mistake, we're sticking with the right side with Dennis Dixon. Gets the ball out quickly to Demaris Johnson. You see how quickly the quarterbacks are looking to get rid of the football. Now to the left side, Matt Barkley drills the ball downfield. Great catch by Riley Cooper. Snags in the ball, despite good coverage from Brandon Hughes and safety Kenny Phillips. Now back to the right side, Michael Vick. He's gonna drop the ball in the flat 2-1, LeSean McCoy. Now we're gonna head back to the left side of the field. Jay Kenny gets a ball to Russell Shepard, the rookie free agent out of LSU. Players lined up awaiting the snap. Here we go, Nick Foles in the flat to Bryce Brown. Tremendous hands for a running back. Very smooth in that facet of his game. Now we're working back to the left side of the field. There you see Jason Avant making the catch in the flat. Matt Barkley awaiting the ball. Take snap, we're going to right side of the field here. Gets a ball, and Chris Paul, not quite sure if he got his feet down in time, right along the sideline. Michael Vick awaits the snap, working the left side of the field. Oh, Brent Celek had the ball down the seam. Went out for it with one hand, not able to bring in the catch. G.J. Kinney awaiting the snap, working the right side of the field. Dumps it off to Felix Jones. David Sims coming up to help with the coverage. Dennis Dixon awaiting the snap. And there's Matthew Tucker in the flat with the reception. Now we go left side, Matt Barkley gets the ball out, 2-1. Look at that, 89, Derek Carrier out of Beloit making the catch there. G.J. Kinney working the right side of the field. settles for the checkdown to Ifeanyi Moma over the middle. Michael Vick awaits the shotgun snap, works the left side of the field, gets the ball quickly into the hands of Clay Harbor. Nate Allen coming up with the quote-unquote stop there on the play. Nick Foles, we're going the right side of the field this time. Gets a ball. Oh, nice pass breakup by Brandon Boykin. The pass intended for Greg Sals. Boykin doing a great job using that athleticism to get up and make the stop. Good play there by Boykin on the outside. Dennis Dixon, quick pass in the flat to Russell Shepard, number 11. Matt Barkley takes a snap. And they get the ball into the hands of Dave Ball. The ball to Ball, number 83, back shoulder. And that will conclude the 4-on-3 part of this practice.
All right, more to come on the show. Tight end James Casey joins us in studio, and we'll get a look at the quarterbacks throwing to the wide receivers here in just a little bit, give you an idea of what the Eagles have at the wide receiver position with Jeremy Maclin out with that torn ACL. Inside training camp continues on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're coming right back.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insight, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
How to awesome a road game. Step one, work the Saturday shift. Step two, go to Xfinity.com/TV to watch your team live. Step three, show your support in any way you can. Awesome is the most live sports with Xfinity TV. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Hi, Eagles fans. Dave Spadaro here. We're here with, well, I'm not sure what to call him, but I think I'm going to call him tight end James Casey, new Philadelphia Eagle. First day of free agency, joins the Philadelphia Eagles, and you're here now. I'm not going to get caught up in this position thing, James. I'm excited to see you. I've heard so many great things about you. How do you feel about being here? It's all settled in. You've got a sense of the offense. You have a sense of what they're going to do with you. Your thoughts?
Excited. Just like I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to see what this season's going to hold for us. We're expecting great things. We're preparing right now to put in all the work. So when the season comes, we're going to, expect to have, great games and have a great season. And it all starts now. I got a good chance to get here early with the rookies. And I'm one of the few vets, myself and Kelsey and some of the quarterbacks, and that's it. And so we got a couple extra days to practice in and get to know the offense more. So we're excited. We're ready to go.
When did it sink in that you were an Eagle? Because I know changing, it requires a lot. We talked about that at the time. When did it actually sink in that you were here and this is your home?
Yeah, of course, right when I signed the contract, I knew, I was an Eagle. I was, carrying myself like I was a Philadelphia Eagle. I was excited to be here. But it's tough when you're not used to the city at all. You're not used to anybody around this area, and you haven't really seen any of the teammates besides the couple guys on the team that I knew from my former life that, so once I got here and we got into OTAs and I got to practice with the team, then I felt, I was a part of the Eagles. And then now especially, it feels like I'm really a part of the Eagles when training camp starts and to see the fans, getting excited. And I know we're going to have some open practices, which is going to be fun to see a lot of the fans. And so now it feels like I'm a Philadelphia Eagle, and I just can't wait to put that uniform on and we can finally get to games.
When the fans get to practice on Sunday, James, they're going to see at least a bit of the offense. How would you describe what this scheme is all about?
Well, I think, I don't know what Coach Kelly's planning on doing, because I know, it's kind of up in the air about what exactly we're going to do going into the season. And, they're going to see us playing fast, though, just like, any team in the NFL, but us even more so. We're going to play very fast. Everything we do is fast. We meet fast. We we're gonna get, you know, to the line of scrimmage fast, and we're gonna, you know, run fast plays when we're running it. So I think they're gonna see an up-tempo offense and a lot of guys moving around, a lot of real athletic players on offense, and we're really, you know, unpredictable. And that's what you want to be as an offense. We can run the ball, throw the ball, do a bunch of different things.
What do you want to see on the other side of the line of scrimmage? Big linebacker, small safety?
I'd rather see a big linebacker, you know, because you know those guys usually aren't as fast, and you can, you know, run around those guys. And a smaller safety, they're, you know, even though they're smaller, a lot of those guys are really strong too, and they're run, you know, they're fast, they're made to run. That's what they do. So I'd rather try to outrun the guy than just, you know, jump up and try to beat a, you know, out jump a smaller safety.
It would seem to me that a lot of this offense is going to be predicated on spacing, on creating good matchups, and on allowing players like you to use your athletic ability. Is that an accurate statement?
Absolutely. I mean, we got some really athletic players in Deshaun Jackson, Macklin, myself, Selleck. You know, we got Ertz coming in here at tight end, and we got a really good group of running backs and athletic quarterbacks. Everybody we got across the board is really athletic. We got an athletic offensive line, a really good offensive line, and we think we've got the pieces in place, which, you know, of course every team does going into the season, but it's all potential now. We got to go out there and demonstrate it throughout the preseason, especially when the season starts, that, you know, we got to put the work in. So, you know, we got to train harder than everybody else does, so when we get into the season, that we know we've put the work in, so we know we deserve to win the game. Somebody's got to win the game when you get into the season. And, you know, if you feel like you've trained harder than everybody else, then, you know, why not you? You should win the games because you deserve to.
4 years in Houston, James, and each year you seem to get more involved in the offense. Are you craving an opportunity to really have that spotlight, really have that opportunity?
I'm very excited. I'm at the point in my career I've done everything. And, I haven't been to that point yet in my career. Throughout college, I was kind of a receiver. I got to the NFL. I went to tight end. I never played tight end before, ever. I never got in a three-point stance in college. So that was kind of a question mark. But I got to Houston. I demonstrated that I could do that. And then they moved me to fullback, and I started fullback the last 2 years. And that was another thing I've never done before. But I demonstrated I could do that. So at this point, I've demonstrated I can play tight end. I can play fullback. You know, I've seen everything out there as far as what the defenses can do. I've seen everything on special teams. And I'm at the prime of my career, I feel like. I feel healthy. I feel great. And, you know, now it's time to go out there and shine and demonstrate what I can do and go out there and make plays and really, you know, be a part of the offense and help in any way I can to make us be successful.
You like those challenges, not only in football but in life, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. You gotta embrace the challenge. You gotta, you know, understand all that hard work you put in. And you know, I'm a self-motivated guy. If I do anything, I want to be the best at it, or I don't feel like there's any reason to do it. You know, if I can't be the best at it, I don't know if this is the right way to think about things, but I feel like if I can't be the best at it, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do things that I think I could be the best at, and I want to be the best at it. I want to start, I want to play, I want to be out there all the time, and I want to be successful.
So how do you deal with the times in life that happen that you're not the best at your situation?
You just keep working. You keep your eye on that goal, the end goal that you want to be a starter. You know, you're always working to be a starter everywhere here. You know, I know we got a quarterback competition right now. All of them should think that they're the starter. And because that's how you got to think about it. Everybody's got to think they're the starter, because it only takes a play, even if you're not the starter, where you're out there. So, and if you're not at the time, you just got to keep working to make yourself whatever it needs to be to get up to that level.
You have a sense, James, yet of how good the offense can be?
I do already have a sense. I think we got a chance to be great. But, you know, it's just like any offense. You got to execute. You got to take care of the football. We got to sustain drives. We got to be good in third and short, third downs. And we got to be good on the goal line and getting the ball in the end zone. And there's a lot of things that go into it, and you got to be on top of those details. You got to prepare. We're going to have to really, really prepare every game and be on top of all those little details. And if everybody's on the same page, it's going to be tough to stop us, because we got a lot of really good players.
These Eagles fans, they see you on game days. They see the glory of it, but they don't realize that training camp is so tough. So what is, in your opinion, 4 years you've been in the NFL, year number five here, the toughest part of starting a season over, starting a training camp?
It's just – entire training camp, you know, when the process of those first 2 weeks of training camp, to me, leading up to those first two preseason games are the hardest part of football, because you're going through all those little details. You're not really playing against anybody. You're not game planning. You're just really worried about yourself. You're getting all your game plans, you know, all your plays in offensively, and you're mastering those plays. But you're going against your defense, your own players, all day, every day. So it kind of gets, you know, monotonous that you're going against your same guys every day, and you got to get past that and look at the end goal, and, you know, you're going to get to preseason games shortly, and that's when it gets fun. We start playing other people, but it's a grind, but it's a lot of work, but it's necessary. You got to understand that you got to get out there and put in the work to be successful, you know, in December when you want to be playing well, and it all starts now in these hot days in training camp and mastering what you do. So when you go to play someone else, you can just kind of concentrate on your stuff, and then And then you can start game planning for other teams.
Last one for you. Describe Chip Kelly, what you know of him as head coach.
Just fast paced. He talks fast. He moves fast. He explains things fast. He's real confident, which you got to be as a football player. Anybody's got to be confident, and everybody's behind him. Everybody believes in what he's doing. He's demonstrated he's been successful. He's demonstrated that he can do it. He can win. He's a great motivator, and everything he does, he has a reason behind it. And he tells us the reason. You know, we don't just go out there and do random stuff and with no reason behind it. He'll tell us why we're doing certain things that make sense. And if we don't think it makes sense, you know, then we're allowed to question him and ask him. But everything he does makes sense. You know, or we wouldn't be doing it. And you know, it's a lot of fun to be around him. He's got a lot of energy, and I think it's gonna, you know, the habits reflect the mission. He always says, and you know, our mission is to win, of course. So all of our habits are, you know, hard work, mental toughness, and you know, winning football games.
All that fast stuff doesn't bother you. You're a Texas guy. Exactly. Fast, fast, fast.
That's what football is about. Play fast.
All right, James Casey, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you.
James Casey on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, in celebration of over 75 years of our Government Employees Insurance Company,
or GEICO, as most of you know it,
I propose savings for everyone.
I'm talking hundreds here, and furthermore...
Breaking news, the GEICO is demanding free pudding.
And political parties that are actual parties, with cake and presents.
Ah, that was good. It's too bad nobody could hear me.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
Now, for the 11th year in a row, one Philadelphia hospital has been ranked by U.S. News and World Report as one of the nation's best for orthopedic excellence. Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. The streak continues. The new U.S. News and World Report rankings are in. And of the top 10 hospitals ranked best in orthopedics in the nation, only one is in Philadelphia. This one, Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here, Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. You know, you look at the composition of this Eagles offense and you believe that they should be able to run the football pretty well, maybe very well. Eagles losing Jeremy Maclin for at least the very near future and perhaps the season. We'll find out after his surgery on Tuesday. The Eagles repairing an ACL tear, of course, that he suffered on Saturday. Does it change what the Eagles want to do offensively? Does it mean they make a move to bring a wide receiver in? You heard Howie Roseman saying earlier that, no, they will make this fill from within. So what does that mean for this offense? Does that mean they're going to be more conservative? Does that mean someone, one of these young players, steps up and fills the void? That's what the Eagles certainly are counting on. One thing they think that they do have is running backs in abundance. With LeSean McCoy and Bryce Brown and Chris Polk and Felix Jones and even Matthew Tucker, maybe the early stars of the training camp show have been the running backs. And when you combine them with an offensive line that returns four veteran starters and you add in Lane Johnson, the fourth pick in the draft, you feel pretty good about what you can do on the ground. So we're going to go back to the practice field at Lincoln Financial Field. Today, of course, the open practice, the first of five. 30,000 fans on hand, curious to see what this team is all about. And we take a look at the running back position going through their drills now.
All right, Eagles fans, Chris McPherson here on the sidelines at Lincoln Financial Field, the first open team practice. Thousands of Eagles fans waiting anxiously for the first taste of football for the season. We're getting a look right now from the sidelines of the quarterback drill. Quarterback's going through a simple handoff drill. You know Chip Kelly is going to make the run game an integral part of the offense this season, especially with the bevy of backs at his disposal, from All-Pro LeSean McCoy to promising second-year player Bryce Brown, and also some great competition with the likes of Chris Polk, Felix Jones, and Matthew Tucker, all vying for spots. on this Eagles roster. Should be noted that Michael Vick, even though the depth chart is written in sand, did get the first snap of this drill. Take it for what you may. But we're going to take a look here as they're going to take the ball out of shotgun. And you've seen the shotgun formation used extensively during the first week of training camp practices here for Kelly. But all quarterbacks, all the way from Michael Vick to Nick Foles, right down to Dennis Dixon and G.J. Kinney, they are learning the various facets of this offense. And then once Chip Kelly makes his decision down the line on who will be the starting quarterback, and ultimately that's going to be decided with the preseason games, then you'll have an idea of what type of offense that they are going to run. As Kelly explains, it's similar to what part of the menu at a restaurant are you ordering from? Which bevy of plays are you going to have at your disposal? So certainly all the quarterbacks are going to learn all the different nuances of Kelly's offense, and from there he will tailor the game plans to whichever the quarterback strengths are. But pretty much this entire time you've seen the quarterbacks operating out of the shotgun, you see them with the read option, you're seeing the misdirection is going to be a huge part of this offense this season in trying to trick the defense in whatever little way they can. But today is a very, very important day as the pads go on. As it, you can tell, looking at the legs of the quarterbacks, you can see the knee pads, you can see the thigh pads. Those are part of the rule changes for the 2013 season. Much more padded, so it will be interesting to see how it will affect the skill position players more than anything else, but of course the NFL stressing players' safety initiatives over the last couple of years with Roger Goodell as a commissioner. But with the pads going on, we're going to have our first live hitting here on Sunday at the stadium, which will be witnessed by thousands of Eagles fans here. It'll really be the next stage in the development because you'll get to see how the quarterbacks handle a muddy pocket. Now, they still have the red jerseys on. They can't get sacked, or technically a sack is only a touch instead of a takedown to the ground. But still, you get to see what happens when the pocket is not clean, when there's bodies around them. How will the quarterbacks react? The one thing you need to watch is their footwork. How will they move around the pocket? A lot of emphasis is placed on how will the quarterbacks run the read option? How will they move in the open field? Probably just as important, if not more important, is the in-pocket mobility. How will the quarterbacks operate when they have bodies around them and they need to do a little slide to the left, a slide to the right? How will they have that feel, that sixth sense almost, so to speak, in terms of knowing where the pressure is from and being able to deliver the ball quickly? That'll be something to watch here as camp and the preseason games start to take shape. But what Chip Kelly is trying to do is make the decision-making process as easy as possible for his quarterbacks, allow them to get rid of the ball quickly, get the ball into the hands of the playmakers, and let them do their damage up the field.
When we come back, we go into the locker room. It's time to talk to the offensive players in light of Jeremy Maclin's injury. Riley Cooper, Russell Shepard, Zach Ertz, you guys ready to step up and fill the void? We'll find out on the other side here inside training camp. Presented by Xfinity, Dave Spadaro with you. Going into the locker room next when we return.
Be excited that every day you're out here. You get an opportunity to work with a bunch of guys. We have an outstanding staff.
Hey, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Dunkin'.
I'm drinking Dunkin'.
I'm just in love with the flavor.
I get mine black. I don't want to take away from that pure taste.
So smooth. No bitterness. It's awesome.
There's no other taste like it.
America runs on Dunkin' Coffee.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
Chances are, you're not made of money. So don't overpay for motorcycle insurance. Geico. See how much you could save.
Hey, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Dunkin'.
I'm drinking Dunkin'.
I'm just in love with the flavor.
I get mine black. I don't want to take away from that pure taste.
So smooth. No bitterness. It's awesome.
There's no other taste like it.
America runs on Dunkin' Coffee.
All right, time to go into the locker room. We do so at Lincoln Financial Field. Today's open practice, 30,000 fans in attendance. And the big talk in the locker room among the media and certainly whispering among the fans, Jeremy Macklin's injury. Macklin was actually introduced to the crowd. Very nice applause for Macklin at that time. From the locker room, time to hear from the players what they think about the offense moving forward without number 18.
I'm really upset about Jeremy. He's one of my really, really good friends. He's a great player, and for this to happen to him, I feel for him. I almost shed a tear for him out there on the practice field when I saw him go down. But as far as an opportunity, it's an opportunity for everybody. He's out, so we'll see how it goes.
Talk about spirits up. What's the mood right now after Jeremy's injury?
It's good. We feel for Jeremy. He's still part of this team and will be for the rest of the season, And, we need him to pick us up and we need to do the same for him. That's what teammates do.
Do you think with Jeremy going down, it's a big loss, but do you think with the versatility that Chip has with all of you guys that he can create things that can help kind of make up for it?
I don't think you're ever going to replace somebody like Jeremy Macklin. I mean, he's a heck of a player, and I don't think you replace him with one person. So I think everybody has to step up.
This maybe opens up an opportunity for you to open some eyes?
In reality it does, but, it's hard to see Jeremy, man. Not only he's a great football player, he's an amazing individual. And my first day here, he welcomed me with open arms, even though I was an undrafted free agent, my thing is to make him proud and step up for him.
Emotional impact on a team. Did Chip get you guys together at all and talk to you about?
He mentioned it in the team meeting last night. He said that he told everybody, Jeremy Macklin, he tore his ACL. So just keep him in your spirits, keep him around, keep him, doing everything, doing what we're doing. He's not out on the field, but he'll still be in the locker room, in the training room, and just keep talking to him. Don't let him feel like he's on the outside, and he's totally not. He's one of us, man. We all love him.
Brent, do you think replacing Jeremy it'll come from not only the receivers but the tight ends and running backs and stuff like that, and a total team type effort?
I think so. I think everybody's got to elevate their play when you lose somebody like that, because it's hard to replace a guy like that. But we all got to elevate our play a little bit better, and I think we'll be okay.
What were your impressions of the open practice, the fans?
It was great to see. Great to see, the number of fans that came out, to watch us practice today. It's uplifting. It gives you, a little kick of energy when you come out and you see, the stadium feel for a practice and training camp. That was special to see. We have some great fans here, and we appreciate them, coming out.
D'Amico, what was the atmosphere like for your first open practice, first chance for the fans to really get a sense of what this team is all about?
It was crazy. I mean, seeing all those fans for practice is something that I never experienced, and I think the fans here are amazing, and it's something that I definitely don't take for granted.
Big day for the Eagles and Eagles fans on Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field. Alumni Day, what a great time seeing so many alumni. And again, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, Donovan McNabb retires as a Philadelphia Eagle. You can watch that press conference live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's get you caught up on the headlines of the day as we wrap things up for Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity today. 30,000 fans attending the open practice, first of five. The next one, August 5th at Lincoln Financial Field. Donovan McNabb retires an Eagle on Monday. Jeremy Macklin undergoes surgery on Tuesday to repair the torn anterior cruciate ligament suffered during Saturday's practice. And General Manager Howie Roseman confident in what he's got on the roster now to replace Macklin moving forward. Riley Cooper, we spoke to him. He is among the players in the spotlight. Cooper looking for more of an opportunity to prove himself. Today at practice, the pads going on. No tackling, good tempo before this massive storm came through South Philadelphia, and I think is still storming. But we want to thank all of the alumni who came out, nearly 40 of them. We had just a great time with the fans who really, really enjoyed it. I think the players enjoyed it when you see the way they bounced around the field and heard the crowd and got juiced up by the crowd's enthusiasm. And I know that head coach Chip Kelly appreciated every Eagles fan who was out there showing their support. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock with Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro with you. Stay tuned the rest of the way. And remember, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Donovan McNabb press conference, retiring as an Eagle, live right here. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles night.